The following program is paid for by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Absolute Mortgage Company, NMLS number 81395, and Washington CL number 81395, is an equal opportunity housing lender. Tina Mitchell, MLO number 145420, is a licensed loan originator with Absolute Mortgage. Visit AbsoluteLoans.com or call 888-90-HOMES for cost information.
You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell. Sponsored by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Now, in the studio, local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome to the Money Hour at 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, November 15th show. I'm your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell. Thank you for taking time to talk money. I'm empowering our community, providing you with both opportunities and solutions when it comes to everything regarding your money. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you're listening to a rebroadcast, but I'm here to answer any questions or connect you with the guests that I have in my show today. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And my lineup for studio today, very special show. The entire show is in honor of Mama's Hands and changes they're making in the lives of people that live right here in our neighborhood in the area of Seattle. In 1990, a chance encounter with the homeless father and son changed the life of Danny Hancock forever. It also has changed the life of many others because of Mama's Hands. Today's show is in honor of Mama's Hands and the stories behind hope in every individual and how Mama's Hands is making a difference in the lives of so many right here again in our area in Seattle. My intention today with this holiday special is to inspire you to make a difference as well. Great information and very special guest today. For more information, please call into the show at 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And let's go ahead and start out the show with a little money chat.
Money. Money.
Bi-weekly mortgage payments with your bank. Numerous companies say that you can save thousands of money by setting bi-weekly mortgage payments, and all you have to do is pay an enrollment fee and a $300 for that, and often there's a little tiny monthly handling fee, and the payment for the company will handle the rest. It doesn't make financial sense when you can just do it yourself. Don't pay the money to a third party to help set up the bi-weekly mortgage, because you don't have to do that. You don't have to pay the company. You can just do it yourself. And to understand why, you need to know what the bi-weekly payment company actually does, and more important is what they don't do. What companies do is help you make an extra mortgage payment each year, and that can save you thousands of dollars and shave years off of your 30-year mortgage. What they don't do is apply the payments immediately to your loan balance. So when you enroll a bi-weekly payment program, you authorize the company to debit your account, your bank account, electronically every couple weeks. The money goes into account controlled by the payment company, and then when the company has debited your account twice, it has enough to make the full payment, which is then sent to your mortgage servicer. So the magic behind the biweekly payment is based on the fact that there are 52 weeks in a year, and when your bank account is debited every 2 weeks, then you're making 26 half payments a year equal to 13 payments a year. So again, it's making one extra payment. So for an example, if you'd borrowed $100,000 at a 6% interest rate on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage, the principal and interest payment would be $600 a month. Now, let's say that your taxes and insurance would combine that payment up to about $1,000 a month. So by making an extra $1,000 payment every year, you would knock off just about 22 years. You would knock off the mortgage to get it paid down to 22 years. So knocking off about eight and saving over $34,000 in interest. So saving the same amount by doing it yourself is just making that one extra payment a year. So you can do that any way you want to. Maybe you want to make an extra payment at the end of the year, any month really that you want to. Maybe you're going to make the extra payment when the IRS gives you money back if you haven't strategically set up your withholdings to break even. Another thing that you can do is actually just send an additional check every single month with, you know, breaking it out to that one extra payment a year if you want to budget it. And there's actually some lenders that will allow you to write an additional amount towards your mortgage payment as long as it's the same amount every month. So if your mortgage payment was $1,200 a month, making an extra payment would be $100. You can just add and make that check out to $1,300 a month every month and ask to have that additional $100 paid towards principal. Now, not all lenders will do that, but you need to request it. Now, if you're doing it on your own, the only thing is you just need to make sure that you are letting them know that you want to apply that towards principal, because otherwise they may put it in a different place. Usually it's just going to go into your escrow account, which means it's not going to do anything for you. So you need to specify exactly that you want that paid towards principal. So if you pay the company to debit your checking account every 2 weeks and it automatically makes that extra payment for you, they're going to charge you anywhere from $200 to $500 one-time setup fee. Most of them are also going to charge you $2 to $4 a month. So why would you pay that additional amount, which can be over, if you take that 22-year period, it's going to be over $1,600 when you can just do it yourself. So great idea to make those additional payments towards your mortgage to knock off that interest. It's a nice way to be able to save on the overall cost of interest, but definitely do it yourself. And I also highly encourage to take a look if you are working with a financial planner, talk with your financial planner, and find out what that money can actually do you, that $100 a month, by investing it in something else. Because keep in mind, again, the cost of mortgage interest rate is at an all-time low right now. You're getting a tax deduction on that as well. So if you're just looking where that cash is going and maximizing the opportunity to make sure that you're maximizing the return that you have on that money. Again, any questions that you have regarding financing, please pick up the phone, give the show a call at 1-855-400-1150. Again, it's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And coming up next on the Money Hour, here's somebody's son. He's somebody's brother, somebody's father. He's somebody. Mama's Hands right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.
Mortgage fraud has been rampant since 2007. Many folks don't know they have legal rights. Find out if your mortgage loan has wrongdoings and fraud. Magnum Law Group will do a free audit of your loan documents. Facing foreclosure? Need to stop a foreclosure sale? Magnum Law Group can help. We have experts with valuable knowledge, and we can get results. Have you decided to short sale your property instead of a foreclosure? Magnum Law Group has the experience to negotiate better and faster for you.
Hi, this is Deborah with Magnum Law Group. Please contact us at 425-454-4300. You can visit our website at www.magnumlawgroup.com or call us at 425-454-4300.
Doesn't it feel great when you're able to help someone in need? The joy of service to others is often taken for granted, but the reward of kindness is felt as much by the giver as it is the receiver. Sometimes it's difficult to know how and where to reach out to those in need. Mama's Hands has provided a way for you to not only lift the fallen, but to help them stand on their own, believe in themselves, and become strong enough to do the same for others. We need your help. We can change the world together, one soul at a time.
This is Denny Hancock with Mama's Hands. For more information, please check us out at mamashands.org. That's MAMMASHANDS.org. Thank you.
This is the Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to the Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, November 15th show. My goal is to keep you up to date on the latest news and trends in our local economy and keep you tuned in, or keep me tuned in, and I'll keep you informed. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you're listening to a rebroadcast, but you can always call into the show at 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And it's a real privilege to have back in studio. I like it this time of year to bring in my representatives from Mama's Hand. We have Denny Hancock as well as Jody Settner. And over the past two decades, Mama's Hands has been blessed to open three shelters for women and children. Each is called the House of Hope, but these are more than just houses to hundreds of women and children. They're home, and they always have needed this and dreamed about it. And I just wanted to dedicate the entire show to Mama's Hands, and I think it's an appropriate time this time in the holidays to really think about how blessed we are as everything that we have, and really just the opportunity to give back to people that don't have as much as we do. If you want to talk directly to the guests that I have from Mama's Hand in studio, please call into the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150. You can always go to mamashands.com to see how that you can help and give back to your community, because I guarantee after this show, you definitely will want to do that. Thank you so much, you guys, for coming in. Denny, it's a pleasure to have you back. I miss having Leslie, your wife, here.
Well, she's very humble, wonderful woman, and she wanted Jody to be able to speak of what her experience is with Mama's Hands.
That is awesome. And Jody, it is a pleasure to have you here as well. And next time we'll just have to have all three of you in.
That sounds
Thanks
great.
For Jody. So a little background, mother and father of five and grandparents of 11. Leslie, who's not in studio with me, but is Denny's wife and right hand, I guess I say, to Mama's Hand. Leslie is a top realtor with Windermere Real Estate, and Denny is a business owner for floor covering for 15 years of their marriage and founder now and director of Mama's Hand since 1990. Denny began working with the homeless on the streets of Seattle and then opened up the first House of Home in 1994 and the second one 2004, and now the third opened in 2012. Jody Settner, program director of Mama's Hand, has been working with families in crisis for most of her career. Born and raised in Jacksonville, Florida, Jody attended Florida State University and earned her bachelor's degree in psychology and master degree in social work. Jody has relocated her and her husband and four children to Washington and is delighted to be working with Mama's Hands and House of Hope. Again, I'm just really thrilled for the show today. It's special to do something different than what we normally do. And the show really does help people. It helps them with their finances and everything regarding money. But I think just getting to the basics in helping people is helping have a home, a security, a place to live, food and shelter. And so it's just, again, so much of a privilege for me to be able to have you guys here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's go ahead and start out to share with my listeners. I know a lot about Mama's Hand, but we may have some listeners that don't. So Mama's Hand is a two-part program. Can you tell my listeners a little bit about each of those?
Yeah. Back in 1990, when we first began, what I started doing was I just wanted to do something. I wanted to make a difference. After an experience I had in a small cafe in South Seattle, where I had the opportunity to see someone that was really struggling, I thought I was having a hard time. But then I met these two men, ended up being a father and a son, that were homeless, and it just changed my perspective on my own issues. And I thought, I want to do something to help people like this. And we went out on the streets to feed, which I found out there's plenty of food on the streets of Seattle. That's not much of a problem. But not too long after we started, just a month or so, somebody asked to use my cell phone. And that started something that really is the anchor to Mama's Hands, is our phone home program, where we help people get in touch with their families. So many of the homeless have families that would love to help them, but because of pride or other issues, they don't reach out, and we help them do that. So that's what we do on the streets, and we still do that. In fact, Jody and I just got back from Seattle. We just sent somebody home to Indianapolis.
Wow.
And to his mom, and that was really a good experience to talk to her and to know that they're going to be reunited in a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
And we also, after two or three years, I always had heard about these homeless women and children, but I wasn't seeing them. I would maybe over the years just seen a couple dozen women with children, and I wondered where they were. They were in shelters, of course, and they had kids, so they wanted their kids to be safe at night. And I thought at first, this is good. And I visited one of the shelters, and it was comforting to see that they were safe and that it wasn't raining on them and it mm-hmm. wasn't cold, but it wasn't a home either. And so we started the House of Hope program, which where Jody works now and where we see miracles on a daily basis. And it's just a wonderful, beautiful feeling.
That's awesome, Denny. And what about the services? Can you talk a little bit about the services that are offered?
Yeah, I'll have Jody go ahead and tell you about that.
Well, when our women come in, we set them up with a goal plan.
Mm-hmm.
So we meet once a week and work on goals and work on things that they want to accomplish in their lives. And we have a counselor that comes on site. She's a licensed mental health counselor once a week, and she meets with all of our women. And we work on budgeting, and we have cooking classes. We have many volunteers that do many different things. So we do the best we can to give the women as many services as we can provide.
That's awesome. And we each have strengths, and we have weaknesses, and we have things that we're passionate about. And
yeah.
It's different for every woman. So the idea that you've got everything there to help to find what they're passionate about, and ultimately that's what we're going to be successful at.
Definitely.
So what about situations that they've faced, Jody? What are some situations?
Well, we have a lot of women that are dealing with addictions.
Mm-hmm.
We have mental illness. We have women that are just homeless. They face domestic violence and flee their abuser, and they end up kind of on the street or sleeping on a friend's couch. So they've faced many different situations. So it's amazing to work in a place where so many different women come from so many different situations.
Yeah.
It's not just domestic violence, or it's not just drug abuse. You know, they come together and they all support each other like a family.
Yeah. And that's amazing, Jody. I could imagine too how much more of an impact that would is if you're not just helping them on their own, but you're building a community of helping them all together. And it ultimately, not only are you their family, but the other women that are experiencing the same thing. So
right.
What about a success story?
Well, we have a lady in shelter right now. She was brought to us from another one of our residents that graduated the program, that left the program and is doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
Way back in like 1997.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So this woman was actually living in the woods for a couple of years out in our area.
Uh-huh.
And doing drugs.
Lost her custody of her children.
Two children.
Wow.
Right. And found out she was pregnant. So she decided, you know, I have to do something about this, or my life is just, it's spinning out of control, and I'm not going to regain control. I'm going to lose custody of this third child that I have, uh-huh. and I really want to bring my family back together. So she met this lady that had left the program, and she brought her to us, and she toured the campus, and she ultimately moved in, went through drug treatment, had her baby, and is doing an amazing job getting her life back together.
She's really a leader out there. And
mm-hmm.
Tell them what Tia named her baby.
Oh, and her baby is named Hope after the House of Hope.
Oh, my gosh, that is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Boy, so this is a referral by somebody that was successfully made
yeah.
it through the program.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's amazing.
A lady that had lived in her car with her little girl and now is doing well
yeah.
on her own.
So what about some things that you're in need of? If I have a listener that's listening to the show today and is wanting to give back, what are things that Mama's Hands need?
Well, I think Denny can talk about the overall big stuff.
Yeah, well, we always need money.
Of course.
The money pays for the utilities, and we have three good-sized homes with a lot of maintenance issues. Because we're at the base of the mountains, which we chose specifically because it was, number one, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's away from the issues that they were facing. And it gives them a chance to feel safe, and it's just so beautiful. But we use, we buy a lot of gas.
Mm-hmm.
We need help a lot of the young ladies that want to volunteer, we need help with babysitting. I guess our biggest issues would be utilities and food, of course, mm-hmm. and gasoline and vehicles. We actually just acquired for one of the ladies a vehicle this week, but wow. most of them have nothing when they come in.
Yeah, so if you're helping them get employment, they have to have a way to get yeah. there.
Yeah, and you were talking about finances, of course, because that's what you do. And,
yes.
And that's a big issue with the women mm-hmm. that we work with that so many of us take for granted because they are literally, they are so broke and they are so, they feel so helpless until we are able to set up a plan.
Sure.
And they find hope in that and they get excited and finances are important.
Yeah. And again, just the community and building that together, you know, when you're not doing it on your own and you have a community of other women and you're building that together, you've got the accountability and everybody wants to, you know, it wants to be a part of that success story. So what about volunteering?
Go ahead, Jody. Talk about the shelter first.
We always need volunteers.
Okay.
And we love to bring volunteers in and use them for what they want to do, for what they're good at, where their talents lie. So we've had ladies come in and show the moms at House of Hope how to cook or how to sew uh-huh. or budgeting, resume writing, transportation. We have women that come in or men that love to do yard work or uh-huh. that love to sort through donations because we have a clothing closet on campus.
Okay.
So there are just so many things that people can come and do, you know.
And we're always open to Eagle Scout projects. We have a couple of cabins and really incredibly fun places for the kids to play, mm-hmm. a lot of playground things that have been built by the Scouts. And anyway, the Scouts have been great.
So if you're just tuning in, I have in studio today for the entire show, Mama's Hands, that is talking about opportunity to give back to our community and people help, you know, to help people right here in Seattle. And with their House of Hope, actually also helping people that are homeless on the street. And so if you want more information on how you can help, whether it's money or it's just giving time, pick up the phone and give the show a call at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150. Or you can go online to mamashands.com and connect with their staff and find out how you can help. And I like to hear, too, that anything that you're passionate about that you can share, most likely there'll be a woman there that could benefit for that. So giving back in that way, it helps everybody. And coming up next on the Money Hour, For Every Child, A Home For Every Mother, Hope. Continued conversation with Mama's Hands right here on 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Mortgage fraud has been rampant since 2007. Many folks don't know they have legal rights. Find out if your mortgage loan has wrongdoings and fraud. Magnum Law Group will do a free audit of your loan documents. Facing foreclosure? Need to stop a foreclosure sale? Magnum Law Group can help. We have experts with valuable knowledge, and we get results. Have you decided to short sale your property instead of a foreclosure? Magnum Law Group has the experience to negotiate better and faster for you.
Hi, this is Deborah with Magnum Law Group. Please contact us at 425-454-4300. You can visit our website at www.magnumlawgroup.com or call us at 425-454-4300.
This is the Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, November 15th show. I'm committed to providing you knowledge needed to be successful in every area regarding your financing. Knowledge is power, and that's what you'll receive by listening to my show. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you're listening to a rebroadcast. To talk with my guest in studio, please call into the show at 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And right now I have Danny and Jody from Mama's Hands. Because of Mama's Hands, behind each smile, a smiling mother and each laughing child, that they have had months or even years of heartache and struggle, but now recovery, and they have victory because of everything that is happening over at Mama's Hands. And again, I'm so privileged to have both of you here in studio. Thank you very much. So with every big accomplishment, there's always a story behind. And I know, Danny, we started out at the beginning, but for my listeners that just chimed in, can you tell again the story behind why you started Mama's Hands? What was that one event that changed your life and now has changed so many others?
Well, I felt so blessed as a young man to find Leslie, my amazing wife, and then to have these children that I totally loved, and we just had such joy in our family. But it was always a struggle for me to keep up with the bills, and we were getting behind. We owned a home, and you know, from the outside, it looked like we were doing really well. But I felt like I need to have something big happen to get out of debt. And a friend of mine told me about this job. 350 or so apartment units that they were looking for somebody to carpet. And I thought, this is going to change my life. And it did. I got the bid, and some things happened during that job that's a long story, but I ended up losing a lot of money. And I thought, how am I ever going to get back on my feet? You know, how can I make this work? And I was pretty miserable most of the time, and I was carpeting this yacht in South Seattle, and for lunch I would run to this little cafe called the County Line Cafe, and I had run over to the cafe, and I was sitting there ready to order, and a couple of homeless people walked in, and my first reaction was, I hope those guys don't sit by me. I only have like 20 minutes, and I just don't want to deal with that right now. And they ended up sitting right next to me, and I felt bad because I thought maybe they'd seen me turn away, and I started talking to, and the older man talked back, and really a nice man. I thought, wow, this is a good guy. Mm-hmm. And he got up to use the phone, and I started talking to the younger man, and he didn't respond, and I looked closer, and I could tell he was blind, and he started shaking, and he fell to the floor, and I'd never seen a seizure before, and I thought this young man was dying, and I called for his friend, and he hurried over and got down on his knees next to him, and after a short while, he looked up at me, and he said, please don't feel sorry for us. He said, this is my son, and he's been like this since he was a small boy, and he said, I've made a lot of mistakes. I've done a lot wrong in my life, but my son, his soul is in heaven, and someday he's going to take me there with him. And then these same two people that I didn't want to sit by me, they stood up. He stood up and helped his son up, and they walked out not having eaten anything. Mm-hmm. And I had this love for them that I had never felt outside of my own family, and this desperate need to make them happy or do something to help them. And all of a sudden, all my issues were so small.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I write music. I wrote a song about it. And a friend, Steve Lampson, a friend of mine said, Denny, you need to do these things with those feelings. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he wrote down a list. And I looked at it. I can do that right now. And I just, by the next week, I was out on the streets. I took one of my big trucks that I used to haul carpet in, and I made a mobile kitchen out of it with the help of some other friends. And we went out to change the world. And
you did change the world, Denny. That was how many years ago?
25 almost.
And what an amazing, thank you so much for sharing the entire story, because I think understanding and really, and if you go to Mama's Hand, you can hear the song and learn more about, you know, how they're just changing lives. And it's just nice to hear the story behind it. And for everything that happens to us that hits our heart, in very small occasions, it turns into something huge, and that's exactly what you've been able to do over these 25 years. So again, it's just a privilege to have you here. So let's go back to that moment, and you headed out to the street of Seattle. First time, what really did you think that you, one person with five children, financial distress yourself, that you could really do to help Denny?
Well, I was very naive. And it was a good thing because I might not have done it. I thought, I'm going to save somebody tonight. I'm going to make somebody happy that's sad. I'm going to feed, and it's going to feel good. And so I didn't necessarily think I was going to change the world, but selfishly I thought, I'm going to have a good feeling tonight. This is going to feel good. And the very first person that we saw walking on the sidewalk was a lady with a baby, which is ironic because I don't see that very often. And I pulled up next to her and asked her if she would like a cup of soup. And we had a hot dog and a cup of soup and some bread, and we gave it to her. And she was so grateful. I thought, that felt so good. And we went and found some more and just kind of drove around the city and ended up finding about 100 or so people. And,
wow.
And when I went home, I just told my wife that it just felt so good. I said, I don't know what good I did for them, but I know for me, I want to keep doing this. And
yeah.
She always has supported me in that.
And it's a true testimonial that whatever you think you can do it. And now the women that are living in the House of Hope, they actually have that hope because they can accomplish anything they want to accomplish as well.
Yeah.
You just need the hope, and you need the helping hand. So how many homeless do you think that there are in Seattle? And what do you think are the main reasons for them being homeless?
I think there's probably... there could be a couple of thousand. I see every week about 100 as I go out on the streets, because we still go out, of course, to help. We feed, but mostly we help them get in touch with their families. There's probably thousands. I see 100. The main reason that they're out there, a lot of it is mental issues. Mm-hmm. But mostly it's family issues. Of course, drugs and even a lot of people that are just so wounded from experiences in life, being in war zones and all kinds of issues. But mostly it's pride. They feel like that they don't want their family to know how bad off they are.
Yeah.
And it's pretty wonderful to get a hold of a mother and say, I have your son here with me, and he'd like to talk to you. He'd like to repair this relationship. And it's just such a wonderful feeling to know that, wow, this person's life is going
to
change.
Yeah, and to be able to make those connections. I have to say my dad passed last year, and he passed it and at a pretty old age. Was very, very unexpected that he would actually live that long. A lot of trauma and drug issues that he had. Mm-hmm. And if it weren't for my Aunt Beppy that took him in for
That's
years,
cool.
took care of him, he would have been out of the streets as well. And I know my dad would have been that one that would have not wanted to connect out of the same reason that you just explained. So it's making those connections and just giving that opportunity to bring them together. So let's go back to the House of Hope. And what is it like for the children that are living in your homes?
I'll let Jody talk about it, even though that's my favorite part.
She's got a big smile on her face.
Well, I think it's every child's dream.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're on 15 amazing, beautiful acres of land with playhouses and a zip line that Denny's put up and bicycles everywhere. And they just run.
Yeah.
And they have just an amazing time. Rain, shine, snow, sleet, it doesn't matter. They're outside. And they're just having
an amazing time. It's so neat to see a new family come and see the kids. They don't even ask each other their names. They're all of a sudden they're best friends.
Yeah.
And they're playing. And I've heard the kids say to their mom, this where we live? Is this where we live? And it feels so good.
And imagine with, you have to start with the moms. You have to start in helping them. And imagine how it's just trickling down, because if those moms were not being helped and the kids were in the environment that they were before they came to the House of Hope. Just amazing, the dynamic of all of this. And then, their children, and it goes on down the line. So with all the different personalities and challenges that they have coming in and all living together, do the women all get along? Or are there any personality issues that are happening?
There's a lot of
What's the dynamics?
Jody, go ahead.
Oh, we have many issues, but our women work together.
Mm-hmm.
And we emphasize to them when they come in that we're a family. You live with these women in this household, and even though you may not have chose your family at this time, they're your family. And, there's issues here and there, and we have to sit down and talk something out at least once a week, but in all, I think for 9 women living on the same piece of property and, up to 20 kids at a time, they do an amazing job of getting along and taking care of each other and each other's children.
So everybody, it's a structured system and plan that each family is going through to help them in the direction that they want to go?
Mm-hmm.
Or how does a normal day look like?
We have a lot of rules, like need to get up in the morning and make your bed.
Okay.
Your room needs to be clean.
Mm-hmm.
Need to be back on the property by 7:30.
Okay.
Unless you've called us and let us know, so we're not worried about you. It's just like it was for me growing up. It's just a lot of common sense rules that we take for granted, or that I took for granted, and that they haven't had. They haven't had the structure, and some of them really fight it, and it takes them a while.
So if they do fight it, if they're not willing to adapt to the structure, and you have to have structure in anything that they do, what happens? Do they get kicked out?
Yeah, we don't like to call it kicked out, but they eventually have to go. In fact, on the way here, I got a message from a lady that we had to exit, and she just said, basically, "Hi, how are you?" And I could tell she just wanted to communicate, and it was a good thing that we did. And for some reason, she'd been there for a while. She figured she could get by without the curfew and this and that.
Mm.
And so we have to stick to the rules.
Sure.
Else it would all fall apart.
Yeah, it makes total sense.
Yeah.
So we have Mama's Hands in studio here for the entire show, and I like to call it my little holiday special, and a little bit different than what my listeners are usually listening to is all this stuff about money and finances. But again, just getting to the basics and helping people that don't have money just to have a little bit of hope.
Yes, I have a Denny. Thanksgiving story that I'd love to tell you.
Perfect. So let's do that as soon as we get back from break. Okay. So coming up next on the Money Hour, the House of Hope offers and connects with countless services to help residents regain hope, dignity, self-esteem, and a move towards a self-reliant future. Continue conversation with Denny and Jody from Mama's Hands right here on 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.
Doesn't it feel great when you're able to help someone in need? The joy of service to others is often taken for granted, but the reward of kindness is felt as much by the giver as it is the receiver. Sometimes it's difficult to know how and where to reach out to those in need. Mama's Hands has provided a way for you to not only lift the fallen, but to help them stand on their own, believe in themselves, and become strong enough to do the same for others. We need your help. We can change the world together, one soul at a time.
This is Denny Hancock with Mama's Hands. For more information, please check us out at mamashands.org. That's mamashands.org. Thank you.
Mortgage fraud has been rampant since 2007. Many folks don't know they have legal rights. Find out if your mortgage loan has wrongdoings and fraud. Magnum Law Group will do a free audit of your loan documents. Facing foreclosure? Need to stop a foreclosure sale? Magnum Law Group can help. We have experts with valuable knowledge, and we get results. Have you decided to short sale your property instead of a foreclosure? Magnum Law Group has the experience to negotiate better and faster for you.
Hi, this is Deborah with Magnum Law Group. Please contact us at 425-454-4300. You can visit our website at www.magnumlawgroup.com or call us at 425-454-4300.
This is the Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to the Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, November 15th show. I provide you news on everything money, fresh information on the market trends and conditions in our local economy. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you're listening to a rebroadcast, you can call into the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And right now I have Denny and Joni from Mama's Hands, a house filled with hope. That is just one of the many hopes that Mama's Hands is bringing to homeless right here in our backyard. And Denny and Jody, thank you again for joining me for the entire show and having representation here from Mama's Hands.
Thank you.
So right before we left from commercial, Denny, I was explaining to the listeners that this is my holiday special show, having you guys here, and it's our second annual, and I will continue to have you guys every year when you can get break away from the holidays and bring a little something a little bit different to the show. And we were going to talk about a Thanksgiving story. Can you share that?
Yeah. Every Friday, the ladies all get together with Jody, and I sneak in there every now and then just to hear them kind of plan their the weekend and, mm-hmm. and the next week. And
we're talking about at the House of Hope.
Yeah, at the House of Hope.
Okay.
And a couple of years ago, it was close to Thanksgiving, and I said, hey, let's all just think of one thing that we're really thankful for and share it. And so we went around the table, and it was cool because the kids, the older kids that could talk, wanted to do it too. So it was so fun to hear how, and it made everybody so happy.
Yeah.
And we got to this one little girl, and she said, I'm thankful that my mom is happy.
Wow.
And it just, I mean, I love kids. I love the moms too, but I love these kids.
Yeah.
And to think that this kid is so aware of, as it seems,
something that we take advantage for, that we can be happy over so many things, but we let the small stuff in life take away that happiness.
Yeah, and everybody started crying. It was just like,
oh,
I'm thankful
gosh.
That my mom is happy.
And I know you love kids because you guys have five of your own and you have 11 grandkids. So, and now you're helping
We have 12 and two more on the way now.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations on it. They just keep on coming.
Yeah,
and you've got all the take-in kids and grandkids that
I love Jody's kids.
Uh-huh. Of course you do.
She's got great kids.
So we were talking about the House of Hope and the women there, and you know, there's a structure and there's things that go on during the day, and you're really helping them to get to that next stage in life. And the idea is for them to get on their own. And so how is there a amount of time that they typically stay? Is there a limit to where you're hoping that they advance into being able to be on their own?
Well, I think that's the beauty of the program. We don't have a time-limited stay.
Okay, wow.
So really, whatever they're working on or whatever they want to accomplish, mm-hmm. they can stay as long as they need to. If they're going to school or
If they have found a great job or they have some training that they need to do, as long as they're moving forward and achieving goals and making progress,
that's amazing.
They can stay.
So, Jody, with that, because there's so many people that need help in our area, you have to. I mean, your homes are they're filled, aren't they?
Oh, they're full.
So, what? How do people get? Or do they get on a waiting list? Or how do new families, how do new mothers with children have the opportunity to be at the House of Hope?
Well, the hardest thing every day is to answer that phone when we're full.
Yeah.
Because we have calls every day, many calls every day. So it's hard to turn women away.
Yeah.
You know, that you know we're struggling and you know they're on the street and you wish you could take all of them in.
Sure.
But we have a waiting list and, you know, we kind of just, the spaces we have, we try to fill. As soon as someone moves out, we have many people trying to get in.
Yeah. So if you're listening and you're looking for a good place for some of the extra cash that you have, is to pick up the phone, give the show a call, or go directly to mamashands.com and find out how you can volunteer or give a donation. And is there in the future, is there more homes that you're looking at building? I hear you. I see your head shaking there, Denny.
Always. It's just...
It's a matter of funding.
Yeah, difficult. It costs a lot of money.
And
Jody doesn't work for free.
Of course.
But she earns every penny that she gets. And it's just the three homes that we have are on the same property. So Jody's able to manage the whole, all the three houses.
Uh-huh.
But we have to turn so many women away because of addiction issues and other issues that make it so they're just not quite prepared to be.
Because you need to make it a safe environment for the people
for
that
everybody.
Are there. Yes, it makes total sense.
In the future, I would, of course, love to be able to help more people. But I'd also like to be able to help more people that are really struggling with the addictions. And I'd love to have to go more into the rehabilitation. And then, because a lot of the people, a lot of the ladies that we have to say, we just can't take you right now. We also say, but, you know, if you can go through this program, if you can find a program and you successfully complete it, then we'd love to talk to you again. And I'd like to have more hands-on with that part of the service.
So it's nice how the dream continues to grow. You started on the streets and now you've, you know, I mean, you have homes for the House of Hope, and the next one is to have a facilitator to help in that rehabilitation so that you can get them ready to be at the House of Hope.
Yeah. Because really when they come to us, they're committed to, when they actually are accepted, they're at a pretty high level because they need to be committed to changing their lives. And,
of course.
Yeah, but there's so many that feel like I can't get control of myself.
Yeah, wow. So, Denny, what about the, or Jody, about the children that are in the homes that come from abusive backgrounds? And what are you doing in those situations, and how are you helping through those big issues that I'm sure those children have?
Well, we try immediately to get them into counseling.
Okay.
And we have some great resources in the area that work with the children and the moms. And we offer on-site parenting classes. So that does help. But I think counseling is so important. And although we offer it on campus for moms, we do go out in the community and connect with our resources for the children.
Okay. Beautiful.
So mom and children go to counseling.
What about agencies that interact with the House of Hope program?
Well, there's quite a few. There's Hope Link that we work with, and there's YWCA that a lot of the women that exit us, our place, are ready for some more, I guess, less supervised and different living environment, the YWCA, and I forget the name of the local one that's in North Bend that a lot of the kids go to.
We work with Encompass.
Encompass,
okay,
yeah.
Yes.
And Friends of Youth as well.
Okay.
And a lot of the churches.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The churches in the area, definitely. And we have the Snoqualmie Shuttle that our women use for transportation.
Okay,
and we do some work with the tribe too out there.
Wow. So what's different about House of Hope? What makes it unique and compared to others?
I have one that I know Jody would back me up on this, and the fact that I didn't come from a social work point of view. I came from a father of five and desperately wanting to do something to fulfill my... Anyway, a lot of the women are kind of afraid of me at first, and a lot of the children...
Really? Why?
Because
you don't look like somebody to be afraid of with that big, huge smile.
They're afraid of men.
Okay.
And especially the children.
Well, I think they come too, and somebody being so nice to them immediately,
they're kind of
like, what do you want? You know, what do you want from me? You know, so it's hard for them to trust.
I definitely feel bad for them, and it doesn't bother me if they don't want to be next to me or close to me.
Uh-huh.
But that's one thing that changes very quickly over the next week or two or three. The kids will go from not wanting to have anything to do with me to not leaving me alone.
Uh-huh.
And I love that. I mean, whenever I go up there, it's hard to get work done sometimes because I have to look at somebody's artwork or I have to help somebody ride a bike. And so really it's hard to get a lot of stuff done.
Well, it sounds like that is your work, Denny.
That
sounds like it is your work, and it's a great job to have. So let's go back to the phone program and tell the story behind that, because that's really, it started out with the food truck and then it was random. And so tell my listeners about that story.
That was pretty amazing. That night we went out on the streets with probably about 20 or 30 kids. I bring mostly high school kids with me.
Okay.
From church groups and from schools. And we were out under the viaduct, and this homeless man came up and asked me if he could use my phone. And at the time, this is back in 1991 when phones were really expensive, cell service. And I didn't really bring my phone for other people to use. It was there kind of as an emergency. And I said, well, who do you want to call? And he wanted to call his mom. So I thought, I need to let this guy call his mom. So he called his mom, who happened to be in Florida. And I'm thinking, how am I going to pay for this? And it was so cool to see him. Back then, these cell phones were unique, to see him connect with his mom. And then somebody else came up and asked, even before he was through. And I said, yeah. And then somebody else, all of a sudden we had like 20 people. And all night, that's all we did was let people call home. And there were so much laughing and so many tears that the kids that witnessed it, that's all they could talk about, because they were all of a sudden different. They were people just like them instead of just these homeless people. And I went home and I told Leslie what happened. And I said, I need to figure out a way that I can do this, because tonight, more than any other night, I feel like we made a difference out there. And so she said, well, let's pray about it. And if it's meant to be, we'll figure something out. And the next morning, before we even got out of bed, like 6:30 in the morning, the phone rang and I answered it. And it was the vice chairman of AT&T Wireless.
Unbelievable.
Said my son was, it was called something different. It was Macaw Celia back then. He said, my son was on your truck last night. And he said, I want to know who's paying for your service. And I said, actually, it's just my carpet guy phone. And he said, that's what I thought. He said, I need you to go see Anita Lambert at downtown Seattle. Mm-hmm. We've got 4 phones with service available for you. And since then, we've sent well over 1,200 people home to their families. So that was pretty
unbelievable.
Amazing.
Yeah. Unbelievable. So it's not enough time to share all the stories that I'd like my listeners to hear, but I do want to wrap up the show with how this has changed your lives. We've got 1 minute to close the show. Jody, in the impact that this is having on you personally and your family, what is the experience?
I just think that it makes me thankful and grateful for everything I have. On those days that I'm having a bad day or I don't feel like I have enough or I can't, ends don't meet, you know, this makes me put everything into perspective. I'm so thankful.
Yeah, makes total sense. Denny, I know I got to tell you just a few words here. What has this done to your family?
It's just brought so much joy to my family. All my kids have been involved.
Mm-hmm.
and their friends. It just brought us so close together, and it's just wonderful. Just real quick.
Of course.
There's this little girl that Jody knows that will never talk to me, would never talk to me, and just was playing. I knew that she wasn't afraid of me. And then finally I said, are you ever going to talk to me? I said, I bet you can't even talk. And she said, I love you.
Oh, my gosh. That is beautiful. Oh, my gosh. Danny, thank you so much. And Jody, it was great having you here, too. Next year, we'll have to have all three of you. We'll bring Leslie in as well. We do have three mics here, so we'll have to have all of you. For more information regarding the Phone Home Program or House of Hope, please call into the show at 1-855-411-50 or go directly to mamashands.com. This is your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, signing off for the day. Enjoy your weekend, and thank you for being here for our very special show. And again, Danny and Jody, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The preceding program is paid for by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Absolute Mortgage Company, NMLS number 81395, and Washington CL number 81395 is an equal opportunity housing lender. Tina Mitchell, MLO number 145420, is a licensed loan originator with Absolute Mortgage. Visit absoluteloans.com or call 888-90-HOMES for cost information.